Beis HaMikdash, out of Mach of Leviyah, out of Mach of Yisrael. What's the shot? Why is the Metzorah sent so far? So listen to this fascinating thing. The Zohar says, and this is what you have to know, but before we do one more detail, the Pasuk mentions four different types of shades of Tzoras. And what's interesting is the Medrash says these four are connected to the four different types of Galus Klal Yisrael went through. There's Bavel, there's Madai, Yavan, and Edom. Why is a Metzora, you're reflective of the four different types of Galus that Klal Yisrael went through? I mean, come on, it's a lot, right? And again, we sent them all the way out of the Machaneh, so something serious has got to be going on over here. So here it goes. Listen to this major chiddush brought down from Metzora. Koyin mi lublin, it's a Zoya HaKadosh. Says the Eilik Zohar, and I have to read it for you inside, because in case you don't think that it's really true, because you have to hear this. The Zohar says, any person that does not eat three sudas on Shabbos, says the Zohar HaKadosh, he's mehapech Shabbos from oineg to nega. Shabbos becomes nega tzoraas. Nega! My friends, you know what nega tzoraas is? It's going, gone. Listen to the Zohar, I'm just reading you the word. Yehei chelki, my portion should be im goimrei shalosh sudas b'shabbos, with the people that eat three sudas on Shabbos. Man deloy b'kayim lahoin, anyone that doesn't do this is hapich l'nega tzaras. Listen to this amazing Zohar. Zohar says, did you know that a person is desperate for money? A person, he could borrow money for Shabbos. Hashem says, lo v'lai v'ni pareh, nothing else, only for Shabbos. Why? Says the Zohar, because Shabbos is such an important meal. You don't got money? Don't worry about it. Borrow. Hashem says, I'll take care of you. And we all know this idea that your expenses don't include whatever you spend for Shabbos. Why does Hashem why you spend so much money? Shabbos is critical. The sudas of Shabbos are super important. Love alive ani poreya. Why? Because you got to eat three sudas, not one sudas, not two sudas. Three sudas on Shabbos. So what is this inyan of three sudas? Listen to the Megale Amukos. Vikarasa le Shabbos oineg. Shabbos is called oineg. There's three letters in the word oineg. Three letters in the word oineg is Eden, Nahar, Gan. We're going to explain what these things are. This is wild, Rabbi Yisai. Eden, Nahar, and Gan. And we're going to say these three things are the three sudas of Shabbos. Eden, Nahar, and Gan. Gan, Eden, right? There's Eden, there's Nahar, and there's Gan, Rosh Hashanah, oineg. That's the oineg of Shabbos. So we're going to have to figure out what this is exactly. So here goes. I got only a couple more minutes. I'm going to explain as follows. You know, there's three different tefillos on Shabbos. You don't have that by most other. During the week, we got one Shemoneh Esrei. It's the same nusach. On Yom Tov, one Shemoneh Esrei, the same nusach. On Shabbos, we have three different Shemoneh Esrei. Isn't that interesting? Why does the Shemoneh Esrei change for Friday night, Shabbos morning, and for Mincha in the afternoon? Why is that? We have three different. Well, maybe the reason is as follows. We also know that there's three different major components to our life. There's Yisrael. There's Oraisa and there's Kudsha Brichu. And Yisrael v'Oraisa v'Kudsha Brichu Chadu. We sing this song at Simchas Torah. Yisrael v'Oraisa v'Kudsha Brichu Chadu. It's all one. So we're one, but somehow, you know what it really is? It's really these two different things, Yisrael v'Kudsha Brichu, and Oraisa is kind of like bringing us together. So we're going to explain how that happens through Shabbos. Shabbos is the connection of Hashem, Klal Yisrael, and the glue is Torah. And that's what happens on Shabbos. I'll explain to you as follows. Listen, there's three different tefillahs on Shabbos. The first tefillah, Atakidashta, is connected Shabbos Bereshis. Second tefillah is Ata Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelkoi. It's connected Shabbos Matan Torah. And the third one, Ata Echo V'Shimcha Echad, is connected Shabbos Lasid Lavoi. What I'm telling you now is a tour. It's not even Kabbalah stuff. The Torah says, we changed the davening three times. Look at it carefully. The Friday night davening is connected Shabbos Bereshis. The Shabbos day davening is connected Shabbos of Matan Torah. The Torah is given on Shabbos. And the davening by Mincha is connected the Shabbos Lasid Lavoi, the Shabbos that's going to be, the Shabbos of the Geula, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. Now, if we try to I'm cutting it short because I want to keep it 7 minutes. We try to look at these three Shabbosim. Would you say the first Shabbos Bereshis, is Yisrael, Oraisa, or Kudsha Brichu? What would you say? Kudsha Brichu. Why was the Shabbos Bereshis Kudsha Brichu? Hashem created the world, right? Listen to what we say on the davening. We say, Ato Kidashto.
talk to Hashem. Would you say Shabbos of Matan Torah is keneged Kucha Brichu, Oiraisa, or Yisrael? Huh? Oiraisa. Shabbos Matan Torah. That's why we say in the davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko kilul tiferes b'shnei luchos abris. Right? It says that's what we say in the davening Shabbos morning. Now, would you say the Shabbos of Lasid Lavoi is keneged klal is keneged Kucha Brichu, Yisrael, or Araisa? I'll explain to you why it's Yisrael. Okay? Process of elimination, right? No, because Hashem is the same Hashem was before Adoin Olam Asher Molach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. Hashem is the same Hashem. What changes Lasid Lavoi? We change. Our relationship with Hashem changes, but Hashem doesn't change. Hashem created the world, it's the same Hashem. He never changes. That's why we say, Ate Echad Shimcha Echad. That's what we say by Mincha. Klal Yisrael. So we have three different tefillos on Shabbos. One is connected to Hashem, one is connected to the Torah, one is connected to Klal Yisrael. Nohar Yoitze Me'eden. Nohar, I'm sorry, it starts with, it's Eden Nahar Gan. It's Nahar Yoitze Me'eden. We're going to go with Eden Nahar Gan. Eden, that's the place. Eden is the source of all hashpa. Nahar is when it comes out. Gan is what it irrigates. It's the Nahar hayoytze me'eden lahashkois es hagan or Yisrael. Nahar hayoytze me'eden. So you got this flow of river coming out of the Eden, and it's being mashke the Gan. What's the Gan? Who's in the Gan? Anyone? What's the Gan? There's the Nahar that's coming out and it's watering, it's irrigating the Gan. Klal Yisrael is the Gan. You know what the Pasuk says? Doidi Yorad Leganoi. Hashem went down to his Gan. Where is that? We're in the Gan. We're the Gan. We're the garden and we're growing. Something's watering us. What's the river? What's the river? The Torah. Torah is Ein Mayim Ela Torah. The Nahar is the Torah. Where's the Nahar coming from? The Eden is Hashem. There's Eden, Nahar, Gan. That's Rosh Hashanah's Oinek. When you do it right, it's Hashem. Is flowing. The Torah is the Hashpa is on us, and it's giving us the nutrients that we need in order to grow. And to, that's when we have Shabbos. Shabbos is meant to have these three elements to them. Hashem, Torah, and us. It goes in that order, everything's flowing properly, and we have Oinek Shabbos. Shabbos. One more thing. There's three machanos, Machane Kunhuna, Levia, and Yisrael. The Koyanim are shluchim of who? Hashem. Leviim. Does anyone know what Levi represents? What's Shevet Levi? The Rambam Shvita V'Yovel. Lo Shevet Levi Bilvat. But what's Shevet Levi, Danny? Huh? Torah. Shevet Levi is Torah. Yoram Shvitech LeYakov. So that's Torah. The Shevet Levi is Torah. And what's Yisrael? Yisrael. Shevet Kohuna is Hashem. Shevet Levi is the Torah. Machane Yisrael is Yisrael. Mitzrayra is out. He's gone. Why? Because he messed it up. We need three components, three elements. That is the three different meals on Shabbos. Says the Zohar, you gotta eat three meals. Leave you with one last thing. What is Torah? What's the description of Torah? Barasi Torah? Barasi? Barasi Yitzhar, I'm sorry? Torah Tavlon. Does anyone know what else is called a Tavlon? One time, the Caesar from Rome was walking around saying, your food smells delicious. You know what Chazal? You know what the answer is? Anyone know that? Everyone familiar with Gemara and Shabbos? Amar la Kesar b'Shuv ben Chananya. Shabbos, we have a spice. It's called Shabbos. Torah, Tavlon. Shabbos, Tavlon. Shabbos is Nahar, Gan, and Eden. We have to do it properly. Eat the three meals. You bring it together. Zochet to the Hashpa of Shabbos. It's Me'ein Olam Haba.